Now let's talk about oysters. Agenda item number 12, it's a public hearing pertaining to the designation of seed areas and clean coal areas, particularly the baskets. Dr. Wesson.
We brought this to you last month because of some current concerns, mainly with law enforcement on the measure that we're getting and how to enforce it. In 2013, we allowed what's called the orange basket, which is the normal basket, plastic basket that we use for a lot of different things in the bay, to be used as a equivalent unit of measure for our bushel tub. And that's the picture here just shows that they can be relatively consistent with each other, and we now have a choice that the person can either put everything in baskets for their bushel limits, or they can have them loose and then come in and be tubbed out at the shore. What we've been seeing in the past several years is that at the beginning of the season, when things are very good, that some of the watermen take advantage of the situation and they load their baskets so that they look like a snow cone like this. That they load them as much as they can carry without them dropping off, and that counts as a basket. So once they hand them up to the truck, that 8 baskets can become 9 or 10. And there's really no way of trying to make a case on that, because when they get into court, you know, they can say that they used the tub, that it would have been okay. And on the flip side is that towards the end of the season, when things are not doing so good, then we get slack baskets, and some buyers buy slack baskets. And so a waterman could end up with 8 bushel limit with slack baskets, where a waterman doing correctly and filling the tub, the basket like it should be, would only have 7, say. So in this regulation, we tried to clean up the definitions, and we were hopeful that, and the definitions we cleaned, we actually gave the specific size of these orange baskets as opposed to a range, and we came up with a definition of 11 full. But as we advertised the regulation, Mr. Hall pointed out to us that we wanted just to move to the baskets for clean coal oysters. And because of the first sentence in the code section that controls this, you can buy or sell oysters in the shell by any measure other than, means that all these choices here are equivalent. So our hopes to move to the consistency of everything being in baskets for clean coals is probably not possible without a code change, but it's still worth the effort, I think, to clarify that the baskets do have to be level full, that it will be illegal for somebody to buy or sell a slack basket or overfull basket, and then we'll just have to wait and see if we do any better in the court. I mean, we may not, and we may have to actually go through some code changes down the road that would, you know, basically move us to the basket if the industry wants the basket, and so if we're going to have the basket, you know, we just have to figure out how to live with it.
Questions from the commission?
So the staff recommendation is just that we make those definition changes and we add the word level full in all the places that we can for the measure. So
I got a
question. Yes, Mr. Zeker.
Can you go back to the code?
Yeah.
Section C down there, it says on the eastern.
You don't even ask about the eastern shore. That means over on Seaside, that if they agree to anything they want to sell it in, it's legal.
Yeah, well, that's where we're going.
I mean, that's in code. and it's an old holdover.
That's reflected here, too, in the reg.
I will note the old adage, things you never want to see being made, one of them being sausage and the other is legislation. Which does explain why that provision is in your code section, or your regulation section here. Mr. Ballard.
Can you educate me? I understand the logic behind the harm to the state if a basket is mounded or full, it would allow them to take more oysters than the quota. But why a slack basket?
It's fairness, because if a waterman is following the rule and bringing in a level basket like he's supposed to, and he's competing with somebody that's able to sell a slack basket at the same price, it's not fair.
I guess I'd just follow up, but isn't that economics?
It is economic, if you're going to make a 2-full basket illegal to buy or sell, it also ought to be 2 slack.
Sure.
Mr. Hull?
I'll also note that slack baskets are expressly illegal under the 526. The over-full baskets are not.
Yeah.
So that's the regulation is really meant to strike at the over-full baskets.
And manager, obviously it messes up manager reporting, because we want to keep up with our harvest, and if you're not giving accurate baskets, if they're really getting 9 or 10 at the beginning, then we significantly underestimate our harvest. So.
I'll register my dismay of having to sit up here and decide what is a fair basket and what is purely an economic issue within the industry. But fairness is fairness. Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Dr. Wesson. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Ms. Rose?
Good afternoon. Lisa Rose, commercial waterman. Just to clarify what he's presenting, because I couldn't see from over there. You're saying that you want the bushel to be level, but if it's not level, that's going to be?
If it doesn't look like that, it's illegal.
Well, I know that there are days that we can't, get a full bushel, whether it's weather, because a storm's come up or anything, and we come in with a half a bushel, and we write on our tickets, it's a half a bushel. Or if it's 3/4 of a bushel, we write on there that it's a 3/4 of a bushel. And our buyer agrees to that when we give him the ticket, because they look at each of our bushels. To say that it's illegal for that to be slack, that's not fair to anybody. I mean, you can do your measurements and be in agreement. It doesn't have anything to do with, the fairness of the buyer and selling to market. Thank you.
Mr. Wesson.
We've talked to law enforcement about this, and everybody understands that the last basket could always end up as some piece of a basket, that there's not any intent to, if you come in with 7.5, that's fine. But you don't want it 7.5 done with 7 low ones and a half of the low one at the end. That we've always had pieces of baskets, even when in the situation we've had it, and it's never been written in. It's just been assumed that you get 7 on a piece.
Clear?
No, but that's okay.
Let me ask him a question.
Mr. Cedron.
Is there any problem with putting that language in here, is that the last basket could be of any particular content?
We could add that.
There is a problem, because 526 says any seller of oysters or oyster shells who fails to furnish at the point of landing a full measure as defined in this section, or a buyer, blah, 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 is guilty of a class 1 misdemeanor. So it would conflict with code to add in the saying that you can furnish a less than full measure.
So are we telling our police officers not to follow the code?
They have prosecutorial discretion.
And that's the way it has been done for years.
Just keep going back to that public comment guy saying, look, you guys need to tell us what the real rules are And so, and that's what one of his points was, is that, you know, it's too much discretion. What he was talking about is too much bias here. You know, one guy gets away with it and the next guy doesn't. So that's my point.
All right.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Please come forward.
Mr. Blair, again, the only problem I see is a good idea. How is law enforcement going to make this thing go through? Are they going to get a stick and go across if it touches? I mean, the oyster sticks up a little teeny hair, and you're going to get a ticket for that? In a full basket? On a slack basket the same way, you got to put an oyster in there if it goes. It's going to be very difficult for law enforcement to enforce this law.
We have discussed the matter with law enforcement. They believe that they can fairly administer this.
Okay. I see a problem with it.
I could ask the rhetorical question with the audience, is the Marine Police are fair, aren't they? I'll take that. Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to be heard on this? Please come forward.
Diane Dallas, Tangier Wardens Association.
Welcome. And thank you for coming all this way.
Most of you probably heard me on probably that little rig. I just wanted to ask, you know, whichever way this goes, yay, nay, if we feel living where we live geographically, we have Chrisfield. You know, it's a part of our nature where we live on Tangier. And I just wanted to get it on record. If we have 16 Virginia levels, when we leave the state of Virginia, does it matter what Maryland takes? What we end up with in Maryland is what I'm saying.
As far as I know, Virginia regulations don't apply in Maryland.
You got it.
That was an easy one. Their regulations don't apply here either. Anybody else wish to be heard on this matter? Please come forward, Mr. Brown. Now, please come close to the microphone and state your name for the record.
I'm Mark Brown. I'm from Rescue. On these baskets, I buy a lot of oysters for Wanchese Fish Company in the wintertime. These guys fluff these baskets. Are y'all going? Is this going to be part of the thing? Or what I'm saying is they get 22 baskets of oysters. They redump them and redump them and redump them, and they fluff them up. They come in there, I drop them on the dock three or four times. I pay them accordingly. I pay them for what they catch, but some of these other buyers just take the basket, and they'll drop that much after they fluff them. Is the inspectors or the Marine Throw officers going to write them tickets for slack baskets? And another question, on these baskets, do we have to, if it's 16 or 24 or whatever the quota is at the time, can we catch them and then shovel them into the basket, or do we have to put them into the basket as we're catching them? If you allow 24 bushels, what difference would it make to the individual that's catching them or to y'all if we cull into a pile like some of us do and then shovel them into the basket? Is that not legal? Because we're told it's not.
The regulation says that you can't do both, but you can, if you want to do, have one basket to measure one at a time and you put it in loose into the pile, you can do that, then you shovel out at the end. But you have to do one or the other.
Do y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Mr. Brown, what we're here talking about, the definition of what a level basket is. We're not rehashing some other code section or regulation section. Is there anyone else who wishes to be heard on this? Please come forward.
Farrington, commercial fisherman. Is this only going to be enforceable at the dock, or is the inspector going to come alongside? You got 8 bushels that are half slack, you know, a little slack, and you're going to say, well, they're not full, you're in violation. And like Mark Brown said, you know, some guys will get it to that rim, to the bottom of that rim, and before he gets to the dock, he's going to roll them into an empty basket, and they're going to be full. They do it. The same thing with that tote, that tub, the Virginia tub. You shovel them up. Some guys are going to take forever because they're nesting them in there, and they'll make 7 good bushels into 8. There's issues in everything. I say with this regulation, anything piled up should be a violation. Anything that's right there at the level or right there close should be all right.
The answer to your question, Ty, was that it's illegal to sell these slacker over, either sell or buy them. It's not possession. So you can have them on your boat and they're slack. You may well get a chance to top them off before you head in.
Right.
So
you're saying that it's only going to be an enforceable regulation when you get to the dock?
Well, that's my interpretation of it, but I'm not a law enforcement officer.
That's so good.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else wish to be heard on this matter? Please come forward.
My name is Scott Weibel. My only problem with the level basket, does it include wording for rough weather? On rough days when it's blowing, say, 30, a level basket's going to sink 2 inches before you get to the dock. Is that a ticket? Will it include, you know, rough weather? Will it be a little leeway on rough weather? That's kind of what I'm getting at. A rounded-up basket, I see that being a conservation measure. Because if you have 8 baskets that are rounded up, you have over your limit. But if they're a little slack, you don't have over your limit, so there's no damage to the resource.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else wish to be heard on this matter? I see none. The public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Ballard.
Question for Dr. Wesson. I'm trying to, slack basket seems to be unclear to a lot of people, including myself, and I'm in the industry, but so a buyer's at a dock and an oysterman delivers a slack basket and they're expected to tell the oysterman, take it back. Is that correct? Is that, or else they're in violation?
Yeah, if you see something like this, yes.
Okay. And I guess after hours, well, we wouldn't have hour. Well, yeah, we have hours restrictions in the public season. So they've just got to take that back to the public ground and dump it. What on these baskets, I think you did some testing. Is there any vibratory issues on a long trip in where it could be full?
It's going to be slack when you get to the dock. The whole time, but they normally do that anyhow. And if you don't want to pay attention to the vibration, you measure one basket at a time, you put them loose on the boat, and then you shovel them up at the end.
I guess I see a contradictory problem where it's a violation if they're mounted, and then it's a violation if they're under, and then we're saying as they go back in, the level's going to sink. So if they were to get the level right by the time they got to the dock, they'd have to have a mounted basket to begin with, which would then be a violation at that point, or it almost seems impossible to have it be correct.
It's very possible. This is not different than an industry practice. 90% of the watermen come in with a correct basket all the time.
Okay.
We're trying to get those 10% that are taking advantage of the situation. This is day in and day out common practice to have a level basket. As Mr. Hull mentioned, it's already in code. It's illegal to have a full basket.
And we're saying the checkpoint is going to be at the dock. So
checkpoint
the
responsibility
is basically at one point you have to have a level basket. If they need to mound up on the water so that it's level when they get to the dock, that won't be a violation.
Yeah, because, this is a holdover. Until we allow, these are new issues we're dealing with because at industry request, we switched from a tub, making everyone wait for each other to offload to try to speed up the process, to let them come in with their baskets and count the basket, as opposed to waiting for everybody to put his 24s or his 16 out. And you have to stand in line to get your stuff out. So at the industry's request, we did this, but now we're finding the little problems that come up with allowing that flexibility. If we ask law enforcement their druthers, they would like to see us go back to the tub. So.
And that's not good on anyone's back.
No, it's for most people, this works very smoothly. I don't think there's going to be any problem for anyone. But it'll try to stop the ones that are coming and getting 9 or 10 baskets at the beginning of the season so everybody will benefit from more oysters later in the season when we get live, because you take off extra ones at the beginning.
Mr. France.
Yeah. Is the buyer in violation if he's buying slack baskets or full baskets?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Any other questions?
This is a clarification. We're talking all this slack basket stuff. This has nothing to do with that, correct? I mean, the changes we're talking about here is making the basket the standard.
No, we can't do that. We're actually, as Mr. Hall mentioned, it's always been illegal to have an undersized basket. We're making an overloaded basket illegal.
Right, so you're doing that.
That's basically all we're doing.
Now. So we're doing nothing with the slack stuff. We're just making overloaded.
Yes. Yeah. We're clarifying in regulation the slack.
And you're defining exactly the basket.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. And we've cleaned up the regulation because it had a couple of other alternative containers that we've tried in the past, and they didn't work, so we took them out. But we'll try this for a year, and then somebody may find out that they have to go and get some changes in the General Assembly if this does not work.
I got a question. Yes, Mr. Seifer.
Is this basket different than the one that they're already selling?
The who's?
All right, this red basket here. Is it different than the ones that are being sold in the...
No, this is a common basket that Ocean Products or wherever you know.
Yeah, but what I'm getting at is
it's different than a wooden basket. It's different than a crab basket.
Right. Okay. But what they're buying out there in the market...
This is what they're using.
Okay, thanks.
And we say orange basket, but you can see green ones right there. They're all different colors.
Any other questions before the commission, from the commission? Last chance. Anyone in the audience wish to be heard on this matter? One more? Ties, is something new?
It's something new. It's general practice for the harvesters to make every dime they can, and at the whatever expense it takes to do so. Illegally, but legally, and I can tell you, if you take seven of these orange baskets piled up, dumping in the floor, when you get to the dock, you'll have eight. Shovel them out.
Public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Which I thought I already had done. What's the will of the commission?
I'd just like to make the comment that we're going to need a lot of discretion in this, because, you know, I come down here, I live close to the Potomac River, and I can drive down here to James River and leave out of Minchville and come back in with whatever our level baskets are, even a little round on them. By the time I put them on the truck, drive all the way back up there, they're all going to be a little slack. Every one of them, even by culling in the baskets.
Some settling of contents may occur. I used to read on the cereal boxes when I was a kid. Mr. Bell.
I'd like to ask a question. Is the slack measure, is that already in regulation? Or is that being established right now with this level four?
Slack was already there. Yep. We clarified the word a little bit. We gave a definition for it, which we did not have a definition before.
Okay.
And it's already in code.
Okay. So essentially what everybody seems to be worried about, getting a ticket for a slack basket,
It's not new. No. And everybody understands settling, but... At the same time, they're, like he just mentioned, if you want to play with the basket, you can have seven, and you can dump them in carefully as you're coming in, and you can make eight. But that's not going to change. That's going on forever. That's not what we're trying to get to.
And that wouldn't be unique to what we're doing today.
No, and somebody like
in the day as well.
Somebody that's going up the road for an hour and a half drive, he's not going to do that fluffing, because he knows that it would settle so much it would be obvious. That's going to happen at the immediate come out of the river point of sale.
Right.
Mr. Erskine.
Just for what it's worth, we discussed this at the SMAC meeting on, I think it was July, early July 6th, something like that. And Jim presented this same discussion topic, and it was passed unanimously. Everybody was in favor of it.
Commission operates on motions. Mr. Miner.
I'd like to move that we approve staff recommendation.
Second. Motion by Mr. Miner, second by Mr. France. Any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously.